But you're rating the goal Way too early in the process. How do goals happen?
You flirt. And then you score.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from new Leinster signing Geordie Barrett. Bath confirmed the signing of a Leinster lock. And Munster are readying a second raid on Connacht. First up today, Leinster rocked the rugby world yesterday evening with the news of Geordie Barrett's short-term signing. The All Blacks centre will take a sabbatical from the Hurricanes starting from December of this year and running until the end of next season. Barrett's move to Leinster has been factored into his new deal with New Zealand Rugby, which takes him beyond the next World Cup into 2028. The Barrett family have history, of course, in Ireland, having spent more than a year living in Oldcastle in County Meath when Geordie was a young boy. He spoke about the move to Leinster's social media team.
I've always admired Leinster as a club, Ireland as a country, and when I had the opportunity to join them, it was a no-brainer for me. I have a family connection there where I lived in Ireland with the rest of my family for a couple of years as a 4 or 5 year old, and it's a place that's pretty special to me. So to have the opportunity to go back and meet some family and friends again and connections that were made up to 20 years ago is pretty cool. Yeah, mum and dad made a decision when there was 6 kids, not 8, there was 2 that followed. So they made a decision to leave New Zealand for a change of lifestyle, went over, dad played second division for the Buccaneers, and just a change of scene, living and working on a dairy farm in County Meath, and got so many connections there. Yeah, the forefront of my decision to go to Europe, in particular go to Leinster, is I'll be 28 years old, and at that stage I feel like I should be playing some of my best rugby, and I feel like it's an opportunity to grow my game and hopefully take myself to a different level. And it's a club with a proud history, a very successful history, well coached, a lot of international players in that squad. So I'm very much looking forward to going there and developing my game.
Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley were on Monday Night Rugby Duty last night, giving their immediate reaction to the Barrett signing.
Like, it'll be good fun when, you know, if they're getting to the business end of the season and they've selection headaches, like Robbie Henshaw, Gary Ringrose.
And you throw in Orgie Snyman and Geordie Barrett into the mix of that team last Saturday.
Yeah.
Wept.
I think when they signed Brad Thorn a number of years back, it's a similar type of signing, albeit like he's not a second row forward. But I think Brad Thorn had a very big impact in 6 months in terms of how he trained, his professionalism, younger lads. You know, if you look at maybe Jamie Osborne, who had a super game on Saturday, he's definitely going to learn a bit by absorption from someone who comes from a different culture and, you know, is an All Black and a very established one. And sometimes younger players are only exposed to their own environment and they don't get different methods and methodologies. And even, I always remember O'Driscoll even saying he was completely blown away by Brad Thorn and what he brought to the group. And so, like, there is that side of it as well, someone coming in and giving that to the group in a sense.
Ireland women's head coach Scott Beaman says both Linda Dugang and Aoife Wafer are expected to be involved against England this weekend. Both were removed following knocks in last week's Six Nations win over Wales in Cork, but Beaman says Dugang and Wafer have trained normally so far this week and he has a full squad from which to choose as they prepare for Twickenham, and he's been asked what's going to be most important to Ireland this coming weekend.
Discipline, stick to it. Game plans are—you kind of go in with an idea of how you're going to attack a team, and then you kind of see how you fare against it. And players and coaches have to be adaptable within that. Games can give you different scenarios, in my view. And I think I said last week, I said the group's becoming more adaptable. It was one of the strengths that I thought I saw or had seen with the group. So look, we'll get some footage, we'll have a little look, we'll see where we can put the ball, and we can see what questions we can ask of them. We've got quite a lot of them. Some of the girls play in the UK, so know the girls, and some of us have coached them for a while. So yeah, we know what we're against, and we know we can try and find the ball in some areas that can cause us some problems.
Bath have confirmed the long-mooted signing of Ross Maloney from Leinster. Orgie Snyman's impending arrival at Leinster was always likely to have knock-on effects, and the Premiership title hopefuls have pounced. Maloney turns 30 in May, and he signed a three-year contract with Bath. In a parting letter to Leinster fans, Maloney says he's played for and captained the team that he loves. He's racked up 177 appearances so far, the most recent of which came off the bench against La Rochelle at the weekend. Munster are poised to conduct a second raid on Connacht. Multiple reports suggest that Connacht centre Tom Farrell will be joining his current teammate Dermot Kilgallen at Thomond Park next season. Munster are in the market for a centre, with Antoine Frisch likely to head back to France after his revelation that he wants to pursue an international career with the country of his birth. Farrell came off the bench in Connacht's recent Challenge Cup outings and has amassed more than 100 appearances for the province. Meanwhile, Connacht lock Dara Murray has been cited following Sunday's Challenge Cup quarter-final loss to Benetton. Murray was shown a yellow card, having made head-on-head contact with Ignacio Mendy. The Benetton winger was summarily withdrawn for a head injury assessment. At the very least, Murray's expected to be ruled out for Saturday's URC date with Zebre. Ulster's Challenge Cup thrashing at the hands of Clermont has come with added cost. Ian Henderson, Rob Herring, Stephen Kitsoff, Nick Timoney and Stuart Moore all picked up injuries in France. They've all been ruled out of Friday's URC visit of Cardiff to Belfast. Meanwhile, Cardiff could welcome back Talupe Faletau on Friday night as he's returned to training after 6 months out with a calf injury. The IRFU are among the beneficiaries of a £3 million grant from the British and Irish Lions in tandem with new Women's Lions sponsor Royal London. Described as the Levelling the Playing Field Pathways funding, the money will be used to support the elite women's player and coach pathways in all four unions. Basically, the Lions want the 2027 touring party to not only be comprised of England players. The IRFU is elected to use the funds to host additional women's under-18s and under-20 camps and training matches to accelerate player development. It'll also develop a coach accelerator scholarship program. That program will accelerate coach capability, they say, and long-term career progression, with a specific emphasis on removing gender-related career barriers. Coaches will be supported by high-performance mentors, they say, throughout the scholarship program. The IRFU will also work with universities to identify future talent and unearth potential high-performance players. Mick Byrne. Not that one, is the new Fiji head coach. The Aussie replaces Simon Rabalui, who stepped down after last year's World Cup. Byrne is currently the head coach of Fiji and Drua in Super Rugby and will stay with them until the end of that season. Finally, Montpellier say they're giving a second chance to Mohamed Hawa. The prop saw a proposed move to Clermont collapse last year after he was handed an 18-month prison sentence, with 9 of those months suspended for an assault on his wife. Hawa found a club in Biarritz but was given a separate 18-month sentence for a 10-year-old case of aggravated violence. He's been given a 1-year contract by his old club Montpellier now, who claim his signing shows the club's commitment to social inclusion and rehabilitation. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.